Welcome to the Organist Encores from me, John Leeming, and from a rather different version of our signature tune this time. You may have noticed a vague whining noise in the background there, and that was produced using a mellotone, an electronic division fitted to many Compton Theatre organs after about 1935. And that's what we're going to concentrate on in this programme. It's mellotones all the way, so let's start with a typical six rank plus mellotone Compton of the type found in a great many cinemas in the UK in the later 1930s. The mellotone gave the organist considerably more scope for variety in registration than otherwise available with just six ranks of pipes, and to prove it, here's Ron Curtis at the three-manual six-rank Compton, plus mellotone, of course, in the State Theatre at Grays in 1992. Love Walked In, Ron Curtis showing some of the extra tone colours that the Grays mellotone was able to add to the pipes. Now, one common design of mellotone back in the day didn't really stand the test of time, and coupled with the removal of organs and cinema closures, the number of working mellotones had diminished considerably by the 1970s. Some, fortunately, were rescued, and one that really did stand the test of time was that from the Gaumont in Finchley. That organ was reinstalled in the famous Plough Inn in Hertfordshire in 1968, where the joy of the mellotone was experienced by many thousands of visitors over the next 30 years. David Shepherd was resident organist there in the 1970s, so who better to demonstrate that instrument? Antonio Carlos Jobim's Wave from David Shepherd on the Plough Compton in 1974. There's all sorts of scope for the mellotone to enhance the other features of the theatre organ. Gerald Shaw at the Odeon Leicester Square, London, would sometimes use it to add ambience to the glockenspiel, as he does, amongst other things, here on this extract from a 1966 broadcast of a couple of numbers from Gold Diggers of 1933. We're in the money, and I've got to sing a torch song from the pen of Harry Warren and the fingers of Gerald Shaw at Leicester Square. The mellotone generates sound using a system where an electrically charged waveform is scanned by a rotating disc. The resulting signals are amplified, shaped, and mixed using electronic circuitry and fed to large horn speakers in the auditorium. As well as the built-in tones, echoes, and mutations, the volume of the output and the depth of the vibrato can be set to personal preference. And that, together with slight variations in disc manufacture and speaker design, means that no two mellotone installations sound quite the same. Now, we heard Gerald Shaw playing I've Got to Sing a Torch Song a moment ago, and that was, of course, the signature tune of Sidney Torch. Well, here is Torch at the EMI Studio Compton, with a rather loud mellotone used largely in solo mode, with In the Still of the Night. Sidney Torch at the EMI Compton in 1938. Well, I guess the night wasn't quite so still after that. Now, the mellotone was the perfect facility to add an air of ethereal mystery to the music when required. And no mellotone does this better than the one on the Compton in the St. John Varney Church in Clayhall, with its cathedral-like acoustics, as Simon Gledhill demonstrates here with Harlem Nocturne. Thank you. Oh, mellotone magic indeed, from Simon Gledhill at Clay Hall. By way of contrast, here's a mellotone I've never really liked, that one with the Compton of the Paramount Tottenham Court Road in London. I don't know whether it's the volume, the vibrato setting, or whether it was simply a boring example of a mellotone. You probably won't agree with me, but here's Al Bollington to enable you to judge for yourselves. Al Bollington with the Paramount Mellotone in London in 1939. Well, the console of that organ, of course, now graces David Shepherd's home organ in Holbeach. Now, some combinations of volume and vibrato on the mellotone could sound quite comical. Here's Trevor Willits at the little five-rank Compton in the Lyric Wellingborough with Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Promise not to laugh. Trevor Willett's at Wellingborough. That's the organ that's now, slightly enlarged, in Bilston Town Hall in the West Midlands. Unfortunately, no longer with mellotone. Another famous mellotone that was heard regularly on the air in the 1950s was that of the Ritz Belfast Compton, latterly in the hands of Stanley Wiley. Here are a couple of short snippets from his broadcasts showing the mellotone in two different modes, and indeed two different moods. Firstly, the nasal sounds that come from judicious addition of mutation stops, and then the rich, fat, throbbing effect when it's used with the tibia in the lower region of the keyboard. Around and ça c'est Paris, Stanley Wiley in Belfast in the 1950s. And I think that mellotone is the one that formed the basis of David Shepherd's home mellotone in Holbeach again. Now, who else could I finish the programme with but Mr. Mellotone himself, Dudley Savage, at the ABC Cinema in Plymouth. This combination of organist and organ graced the airwaves for half a century, and I doubt if any mellotone-equipped organ was heard by quite so many people in its lifetime. Dudley knew that organ intimately and understood, like no other, how to integrate the mellotone. Here's one of his classic arrangements, Moonlight Becomes You. And there's no messing about with elaborate introductions for Dudley. It's straight on with the job. Thank you. Dudley Savage at Plymouth. The organ is no longer in the theatre, but it does still exist, mellotone and all. And there may be some news about its reincarnation soon. Well, I hope you enjoyed my little delve into the wonderful world of the Compton mellotone. It's been estimated that there are still only about 8 working mellotones still around in Britain, and one that's made its way to the USA. As all those 85-year-old musical marvels of 1930s technology gradually fade away, does that mean that future generations will be deprived of that unique listening experience? No, fortunately not, because digital sampling has captured those mellow tones for all time, and whatever happens to those ancient mechanics and electronics, the virtual mellotone is here to stay. And of course it is possible to build new ones from scratch if you want to, as a couple of skilled enthusiasts have already shown. Anyway, that's all from me for this time. I'll be back on November the 25th, and Damon Cox will be back here next Thursday with the Glenn Miller Sound on Theatre Organ. How about that, eh? In the meantime, why not have a listen to some of our programmes from the archives? There's loads of good stuff there, you know. Just search online for The Organist Encores and you'll find all you need to know. Bye for now. Today's signature tune. I've still not managed to find out who's playing and where on this old recording. If you have any ideas, please let me know.